Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why, but I feel spicy today.
It sure seems like it, Dusty. Yeah. I hope you get recognized on a golf course someday near you.
Well, Ian Rapoport didn't get recognized.
Did not get recognized on a golf course, and he's upset about that.
If you recognize me on a golf course, say something, and I'll buy the beers, we'll shotgun them, and we'll go on with our day.
Yeah, you just say, hi, how you doing? Good to see you. But this Ian Rapoport up here, man, thinks the world. There's nobody more, there's no group of people with a bigger ego than insiders for these, you know, these sports leagues. And they're all about 5 foot one. Every single one of them, right? And they all have this ego like they are these, you know, God's gift and whatever. Imagine the balls on somebody to complain on NFL Network that they weren't recognized on a golf course.
Were you recognized in Cancun?
Never.
Nobody recognized you down there.
No one recognized that laugh?
No.
Hola, hombre. Hey, 96 time, man.
Not a lot of Kansas Cityans down there at the in Cancun. No, kind of the off-season, hurricane season down in Mexico right now.
Mac Mori.
Exactly.
Did you have a good trip?
I don't know why it's Italian.
It was great.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yes, it was awesome. Beautiful. First time out of the country, so it was a really cool experience. First time in like a resort. It was cool. Yeah, great food, great tacos.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome, awesome, yes. Awesome, awesome.
Very good. Glad to be back.
Good. Glad you had a good time, man.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
man.
All you ate was tacos?
A lot of tacos. Had a cheese quesadilla.
Metaphorically speaking?
Well,
yeah, easy.
I just want to win, Jeff.
Do you celebrate Tuesdays in Cancun like you celebrate Tuesdays in Overland Park?
Yeah, every day was a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
For
Do
sure.
They have Surfside down there?
Yep, no Surfside.
No Surfside down there?
No Surfside.
Gotta get it down there, man.
Yeah,
we gotta do a show down there.
Can you get some tequila down there?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
So when you go to the swimming bar, is it always a beer to start off? You don't drink beer. Is it like a shot, and then do you go to the cocktail, or do you kind of slowly fade into it?
I was just doing straight cocktails most of the time.
Yeah.
A couple Coronas here and there to like lighten up.
La playa awaits.
Yeah. Like nice beer. It tastes better down there on the beach, doesn't it?
Oh,
everything tastes better on the beach.
Everything does.
Even if you're not a beer drinker or a tequila drinker or
you
whatever it is, man.
You need a Vegemite sandwich with a smile on your face at the beach, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Even that would taste good down there. That's garbage.
But no, it was fun, man. I'm glad to be back. A lot of things have happened since I've been gone.
Not really, no.
not really.
Much. Binkley still, you know, hasn't, you know, got up off the couch.
Oh,
because
you did miss this. Bob and I are Yankees fans, by the way.
Oh, we are. Yeah.
We talk about an iconic moment that happened, and I've got some Kyle tweet me about he listened to WFAN and how Bob and I were, you know, glazing the Yankees. And,
oh, the Aaron Judge moment?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Aaron Judge moment was big.
You know, he sports radio, and God forbid we talk about sports radio stuff. And then,
he had
you
the
know,
most pressure on him in playoffs.
And pinstripes, boys.
Yeah, but he came through. You know, he was the only one again last night who hit for the Yankees. The narrative of Aaron Judge not coming through in the big moment now is officially
done.
Yeah, I mean, now he does still need to win that championship. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that coming up at 7:15 because there are still about three guys that need to win that championship. And Aaron Judge obviously is one of those. But no more is the narrative that he doesn't come through in the big moments because he carried this Yankees team, you know, into the postseason. And I think every baseball fan, every sports fan can appreciate those moments. Those are big time stars doing big time things and doing things that we're not capable of doing. I think people forget that when you watch professional sports or even collegiate sports for that matter, we're watching guys do things that we can't do no matter how hard we try, no matter how
yourself.
Much work we put in. I guess I shouldn't speak for Spectre on this
Coach
one.
Coach would have put me in. We don't want state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you, that guy sitting around. If you're that guy sitting around that thinks you can do what these guys are doing, you've got to screw loose. A big time crap screw loose.
Drew can get a hit off or a bunt off of Paul Skeens.
It's true.
Yeah, okay. He's got a screw loose, too. He was tweeting about Missouri State, Middle Tennessee last night. So you want to talk about screws loose. I mean, that's
man,
one
Bears
right there,
local,
right?
Dude.
Yeah, okay.
Bobby Petrino.
Is that Bobby Petrino's team?
Neck brace and all. One word to describe Bobby Petrino.
Chode.
Yeah, pretty much. We discovered that word yesterday. Dusty and I had we realized we had a shared liking for it. I've used that word for years, and people have always looked at me and go, I don't even know what that word means.
You know
why are you saying that?
You know that Bob, like, levitated when I said, I was like, ah, that guy's just a chode. He's like, you know that word? I'm like, duh.
Yes,
like,
it's a great word.
For sure, dude.
Good, I'm glad you know it too.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure, yeah.
Been on, yes.
Chode.
Is what I was yesterday, because I talked about Aaron Judge hitting a home run.
God forbid.
You know what, I was an Eagles fan last year, I guess, when Saquon Barkley backwards hurdled
yeah.
over a guy.
I love
Where'd
watching this
fly?
Stuff.
Eagles fly, man.
Chode. I just love watching athletes do things that we are not capable of doing. Yeah. That's why we watch sports, man.
Like, it's kind of vague, though, because, like, I can't do anything they do.
That's exactly right.
I can't dribble.
Right. You can't hit a baseball. You can't throw a football. That's why it's so special when
awesome.
We watch it and we act like we've got all the answers, right? We're fans. This guy sucks throwing the bat. Blah, blah, blah. You get up there and you do it, right? You see what you can do in these tough situations. And so if anybody's still criticizing Aaron Judge, they're nuts as well, because he got it all taken care of from not being able to come through in the big moment. He did his job in the postseason. Nobody else did theirs last night from an offensive standpoint for the Yankees, and so they are eliminated, and, you know, Toronto moves on to the first ALCS since 2016, man, so it's been a while for them to kind of get back in there, and you got Seattle and Detroit tied going to a fifth game. We got some good baseball yesterday, too.
I like this these couple of texts from the text line. One of them is just, Mac! Missed you, buddy, from Elastigirl.
Wow.
Ooh, Elastigirl. Oh.
I've been pounded this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you also know you did miss one thing while you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maloney changed his name to Hunter. So
Hunter.
It's Hunter Maloney now.
Okay. Yeah. He's changed your name to Hunter and send it to Bush Light, and they select you. You get free beer for life.
What?
For a year. Yeah. Free beer for a year.
Was it just a year or was it for life? Mm-hmm. Was it just a year?
Okay. I can't remember. Either way,
it's free beer. Yeah.
Hunter Maloney.
So Hunter Maloney, he's changed his name, yeah.
And then somebody said on the 816, Judge needs to realize he can't win in New York. He might as well just come hit behind Bobby.
There we go.
I don't hate that idea. Could you imagine Judge and Bobby in the same lineup for the Royals?
You need an outfield bat.
You do, you know, and I even suggested it to you the other day. I said, I think the Royals should trade for him during the hot moments that he was having. I mean, yeah. how could you, like, if you're J.J. Piccolo and you're waking up today and you're not calling the Yankees and saying, hey, is Aaron Judge available? Are you really doing your job? Are you really doing your job, J.J.? Because I know people call about Patrick Mahomes. I know that for a fact. It's a joke call, right? Hey, is Patrick available? But maybe you catch Brian Cashman in a weak moment today and Hal Steinbrenner in a weak moment. He goes, hey, is Aaron Judge available? Yeah, what do you want? We'll give you Lugo. Fine, done. You know, like you hit him when they're down, right, after losing in the playoffs, and see what you can get. Judge and then Bobby in the lineup together would be an epic, you know, back-to-back. Ooh. I mean, I don't know that we've seen better. Quite honestly, I don't know that we've ever seen better in sports than if you had Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. in back-to-back, you know, in their primes, right?
Hypothetically, would, like, Garcia and Noah Cameron even, like, that's not, we're not still sniffing, no.
No. If we have to give up Noah Cameron and Garcia
There's
for,
only right, one name that you could trade Aaron
yeah.
Judge for, and you
yes.
know that name.
Yes.
With Cags, right?
No.
I'd do Cags straight up for Judge right now.
Wow, bold.
Bold, right? You know what? You know what? I would throw in Hochaver, too.
Nice.
I would throw in Luke Hochaver and Cag straight up.
And
let's
throw
go.
In that manager Q.
Yeah.
He's better than Boone. I want Q out of here.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's make the push for Aaron Judge. How serious are the Royals about winning? Because if they're serious, they acquire Aaron Judge this offseason.
Somebody said if you change your name to Bush Hunter, would you automatically win? I would select you.
I believe that's why they probably came up with that name. It's not the camo cans.
Would you like to meet me at Green Lady Lounge for a couple cocktails? I would. It says your profile name is Bush Hunter. I can explain. I think we should see other people. Fair enough.
Fine.
At least I got my Bush Light to sit back on.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll understand one day.
You know, Binkley's changed his name. He's Hunter Binkley now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there we go.
He did. Yep, he changed his
nice
name.
Ring.
Yeah, it's J. Hunter Bush Binkley.
Yeah, the letter J.
Yeah.
J period Hunter Bush. Yeah.
It's actually a silent J. It's pronounced yay.
Yay.
Like Jan Jones.
Jan, yeah.
Yay, Binkley. I think yesterday, Mac, he said an entire paragraph without taking a breath.
Oh, dang, I missed
it. And it was good. All on Conference USA.
Yeah, it was. It was about Conference USA. Yeah.
Like, you know how you look in the audio of News Boss? And you can tell where the questions come because it sometimes peaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just like a run-on of just...
just Jay.
Mac Conference, Tennessee State, Missouri State, they're going to play tonight. There's never going to be a football game without a football game until November 24th and 26th at the trade deadline. It was just nonstop.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked Dusty. Name somebody in Conference USA.
Oh, no.
You could. And we looked at the names. You don't know who any of these schools
UTEP,
are.
UTEP, come on.
I think UTEP was in there.
Missouri State.
Jackson State.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, it's easy. Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee State.
I should have known that one.
Got yourself a football fan, Mac. Let me tell you about Conference USA.
Liberty.
It's got USA in it.
I'm good.
Yeah, Liberty. Conference USA houses Liberty.
Liberty.
Yeah, Bink's rooting for Liberty.
Woo. Chode.
I was doing some research on that word, and they said that word gained popularity because of Beavis and Butthead in 1993.
Must have. That's where I got it from then. Yeah. It had to have been.
It's like it was created in like 1968, and it didn't mean what we mean it as. It had an actual meaning of like, basically it was like calling a man weak. Like that guy's a chode, right? Like that was like the weakness. And then it turned into... a phallus. And
hey,
then it
Beavis,
said,
you're a chode.
Yeah, and then it turned into, it literally says the definition, like, gained a lot of popularity from the popular show Beavis and Butthead in 1993.
It's the subliminal stuff that you don't know you pick up by watching things, right? Like, where did I hear that before? Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
That show's still on.
I know it is.
Crazy.
That and The Simpsons still going.
So I have to ask, though, on Tuesday, was it more frustration or panic from everyone?
A lot of people mad at Harrison Butker and Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones. That's really where it was. I don't think anybody's frustrated with the team because, I mean, they were good. They were really good. They just had 13 penalties and Chris Jones took the day off. And then Harrison Butker kicked it out of bounds. And so those are the three things that people are pointing back to.
Completely fair.
13 penalties. Chris Jones sleeping, and then Harry Butker doing whatever Harry Butker does. I don't understand what Harry Butker's all about at this point in time, and I know he's just somebody that I just can't rely on at this point.
Yeah, and then it was also awesome to see from like the national media there was like the Chiefs were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is reassuring.
Yeah, because you know my boy, Colin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, Kansas City's coming, and they're coming fast. Ooh. Kansas City averaged 7.6 yards a play. Before last night, a team that averaged 7.5 yards a play had won 33 straight games. I don't care what the final outcome was. Jacksonville's a ridiculous winning team, but I was impressed with a team that lost yards, yards per play, first down, rushing, red zone. Kansas City's a better team. They're a very young team, and they had 13 penalties. Andy Reid is going to coach those mistakes out of them. I think Kansas City's good and getting better, so congrats to Duval. But this morning, I feel Kansas City's a better team.
Yeah, that's that's exactly what needs to be said.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. what needs to be said.
I didn't leave impressed with Jacksonville at all in that game.
Well, I mean,
they're mid, they're fine.
They're fine, but there's nobody that's impressive right now in the NFL. Everybody's losing games. Yeah. Nobody's a well-oiled machine. There's not great teams out there. There's some good teams out there, and the Chiefs are right in the middle of that category. I mean, you got to get one this week, and you got to play desperate this weekend, obviously, you know, against the Lions. But, I mean, it's easy to fix what went wrong in that game. Stop committing penalties, and Chris, we're paying you show up on game day, and Harry, stop kicking it out of bounds and make your damn kicks. Like, I mean, you look at it, quite honestly, the three losses we talked about, all three losses are because stars didn't do what they were supposed to do. Chris Jones, Harry Butker, Travis Kelce, and then, you know, Mahomes threw the interception. I'm not mad at him. It was a great play by Lloyd. I still look at that play and go, that was a hell of a play by Lloyd. He was fantastic on that play. Like, just the best disguise of a zone blitz that I've ever seen.
And how often does that go 99 yards?
It hardly ever.
Yeah,
you know?
Never had before.
Yeah, never had.
Mahomes' career never happened before. He never thrown a pick in the red zone and went back to the house.
Right. So, I mean, all these little things, like, they're all correctable type stuff. It's not like, as we've talked about, Mac, you were in Mexico, so you missed it. It's not like we're going, well, we don't have a quarterback, or we're trading for something like, you know, Joe Flacco or something like that. Oh. They need to play smarter football, and their stars need to start playing better. That's it.
You did miss your boys hitting a three-leg parlay with our Chiefs bet. Our Chiefs parlay hit.
Really?
Yep.
What was Nathan's leg?
He had
Isaiah Pacheco.
Well, we're not going to talk about Nathan's leg.
Yeah,
we'll talk about Travis's
personal
leg. Yeah. But yeah, dude. Yeah, we're No, Bob had, of course, the Kelce touchdown.
Classic.
Nathan had 29 and a half rushing yards for Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, like 32.
So and he stayed true to what I would have done anyways. Great.
Chode.
Okay. And then I also found the most ridiculous line I ever found. Tyquan Thornton, do you want to guess what his over-under on yards were for receiving?
Oh, you're making it ridiculous. I don't know, 15 and a half?
16 and a half. Oh, was it 16 and a half? Yeah.
16 and a half. First, third play of the game.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
24-yard
play. Yeah, it's one play.
It was plus 800. Your boys cashed.
Yeah,
damn.
We did.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of people
go.
Made money.
Let's
go back to Mexico.
most of the time we've lost, though, so this is the first time we've won.
And by
total
the way,
gambler
and
anonymous
by the way,
right
now
there.
You're back this weekend. Chiefs 35-0. Travis Kelce anytime.
That's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.